It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
What did you do the weekend, Riggins?
Did I do?
Did you do anything fun?
No.
No?
I don't think so. No, not that I... No.
Did you go on a walk?
I did.
Yeah.
Did all that. Yeah. Yesterday I went up to this place called Burkdale Village, which is like a little outdoor shopping area, and see all the people sitting outside drinking their Starbucks. Oh. It's like, why do you sit outside at a Starbucks? It's not a local coffee shop. You just look like somebody at the mall.
Yeah.
I was there Friday afternoon with my wife and my daughter. My daughter wanted to go look because they have a bunch of new stuff that they've put in over there that my daughter hasn't seen yet. And it was one of those situations where it was hot on one side of the street and then cold on the other
because
of the
shade. That. Yeah.
And then there's a new restaurant up in there. It's a chain, but it's called North Italia.
Oh, yeah, really? Like y'all that. Got yeah. one. Cool. Uh-huh.
That's good.
And we just sat out on the patio and had a drink. But
did you eat an appy?
No. We had eaten sushi before at a place down the street. And I realized that eating sushi for lunch is about the same as eating pasta for lunch. Mm-hmm.
A little heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Filling.
So I was dragging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Jody said, well, I mean, it's almost like she has to justify it to herself and everybody else. She says it 10 times. Well, I guess I'm going to go to Kilwin's and get one of my apples because she likes those dark chocolate. Salted caramel apples.
Yeah. So good.
I guess I'm going to do it.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to do it. Well, I still need to go get, look. And then she'll start talking about what all she's done working out. And I was like, you don't have to do that. We're not judging you like you do everybody else.
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, just do it.
It's like when she pulled that candy, we were at an event. I don't know if I ever told you this, Lindsay. We were at some listener event. I think it was at Burkdale, actually. And sitting here talking to Jody, and in the middle of the conversation, she pulls out a Jolly Rancher and pops it in her mouth and holds the wrapper in front of my face. She goes, only 1 point. And then puts it back. And I was like, I didn't ask. And number two, I don't care.
Yeah.
And number three, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Why are you telling me?
And I feel when you're on that weight loss thing and journey, well, she's been doing Weight Watchers forever, she said, but it's almost like you feel like you need to, you know.
Prove it. You got to justify what you're doing.
I get it.
Like, I deserve this or
whatnot.
But I was like, okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
The only thing I judged her about was not getting it cut.
Oh, she gets it whole?
Yeah.
And she, cuts it. Okay.
You know, pieces off of it here and there. But they'll cut it into wedges for
sure,
her.
Sure, yeah. It's the easiest way to eat.
Those big ones?
Yeah. I was like, did you get it cut? No. And I went, oh, big mistake. Big mistake.
Huge.
You just ruined it.
You know what I don't understand? A hard candy apple.
I don't get that either. I don't know how people eat those.
No.
I've never thought about that, but somebody that if I would see someone biting that, I'd be like, what are you, an animal?
Because it is hard, like a Jolly Rancher type thing, isn't it? It's not, don't bite into it and it's got a little bit of a crunch, but then chewy.
It's hard.
I don't get that either. I've never understood that.
I don't know.
They have those at the fair?
Yeah, they look real pretty because they're all glazed and stuff, but you don't suck on it like a sucker or anything?
Mm-mm.
I don't know how you would. It's on a big old ass apple.
I don't know. It's weird.
I do love a caramel apple. I'd get that.
I do too.
Same.
I do
so
too.
So good.
But I would rather have it in that caramel dip.
Yeah.
Because if it's dipped in the caramel, then that runs out and then you just end up with it's not enough caramel to apple ratio.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough caramel dip.
Mm-mm.
Do you ask, is that one of those things when she gets that apple, that's for her, obviously, but she's not, does she offer anybody a bite?
She offered Lainey some of it, yeah.
Does she mean it, though?
But it wasn't until we got home. Like, she wasn't eating it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she, but it was kind of like, Lainey, you can have a piece of my apple if you want it.
She does, okay.
You know, she's like, no, I don't want it.
That's
but
cool.
Not to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Never.
So you don't need that.
No.
You don't need that apple.
No way.
Is she genuinely, would she like Lainey to take a piece, or is it more formality? Like,
she wouldn't mind.
She wouldn't mind. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But if I asked for, then she would reluctantly, but she would still give me, I guess, but don't eat, save me some of it.
That'd be so, like, you're going to eat the whole thing.
I ate 2 pounds of your apple. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah,
an apple the size of your head.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't dare.
No.
Not even, I wouldn't even come within a mile of asking for any of it.
No.
Never. Mm-hmm. Ever, it's not really ever.
What's on the apple?
It's dark chocolate and salted caramel.
But you're more of the fan of the milk and the white, right? I mean, you would eat the dark, I guess, but.
So yeah. It's dipped in dark chocolate?
It could be dipped in peanut butter and be my favorite things. And if it's hers, I would not ask for any of it ever.
Yeah, it could be the Rush Limbaugh peanut butter delight apple.
Yeah.
All my favorite things, and I wouldn't ask for a smidgen of it.
That's so crazy. I mean, I understand why she's like that, because of her childhood and not getting stuff because of her sister and stuff.
Well, you take that now and then add it to the fact that she's worried about my health since I caught obesity.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So it's some of that as well. It's so it's some
it.
Caring.
All of it together. Or at least that health obesity thing is just another, like a reason that's more palatable than I just don't want you to have it.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to share it.
Right.
Yeah.
Another excuse, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she does legitimately think that I will eat it all.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't think she's exaggerating when she says you eat every bit of, you'll eat everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And you wouldn't.
Lord, no.
But speaking of peanut butter, why haven't they figured that out? A peanut butter dipped, like, not just peanut butter, but like a hardened, almost like a harder peanut butter. Like
on
a caramel.
An apple. Yeah. Well, I guess they figure you can just cut an apple and spread peanut butter on it.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, so.
Which I love doing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was just National Peanut Butter Lovers Day on Saturday, and I posted this old picture of TJ's pantry where he had like 5 jars of peanut butter in it, and everybody was, you know, going on and on. They said the one thing that came up quite a bit, though, is that most people that love peanut butter are brand loyalists. You are not. You had like three different brands of peanut butter in there.
Yeah.
You're not a loyal peanut butter lover.
Yeah, I don't like Skippy with the blue lid because it's not as sweet as tasting as others.
Okay.
But, you know, eating the Skippy natural cream that's already where you don't have to stir the oil into it. That's what we've gotten used to eating for so long, thinking that it was better. But turns out it's really, I mean, better for you. Turns out it's not really.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
So I'll eat Jif. That kind or Peter Pan, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I love it all. But Skippy with the blue top.
That's the no sugar added one, I think.
I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like the oil kind because not only is it a lot of work, but it's messy. It gets so messy.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody posted videos like, here's how to make your natural peanut butter healthier. And they open it up and they just dump the oil down the sink.
Ooh, so now they're just eating dry.
Yeah, somebody's paste. Like, okay, you just made like peanut paste. That oil like is necessary to make it peanut butter.
But
it's so
mix,
dumb.
It just gets everywhere.
Oh, it's gross.
I'd rather just take the calories or whatever.
And I did. I just took one of the beaters off of the electric mixer and put it in the giant jar, and then did it that way, and it was a lot easier. But then now the peanut butter is just liquid in there.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I have to keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
So that's one thing on the organic stuff I've just decided I'm not participating in.
Yeah,
good.
I'm not participating in the natural organic peanut butter.
Something you love so much. Life is short. Right. I mean, you enjoy it as much as you do, and you do, that's not something where you really should be taking too many shortcuts.
Yeah. I'm not going to.
Good.
It's not worth it. It's not like you're eating it 24/7. I mean, it's not. I mean, you eat a lot, but I'm saying you're not just sitting here stuffing your face with me.
But a man's got to live, Lynn.
Man's
got to live.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
Bobby makes me so mad.
Long ass skinny fingers.
Oh yeah.
Bobby pointing at those products. Yeah, saying, this is pointing at the ingredients and this is this and then and that. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I'm tired of looking at your long ass skinny fingers.
Navy and black outfits. Yeah,
wearing all mixed match, no colorblind Bobby ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Jody say that Apple was Bobby approved?
No, she knew it was. That's why she was did. Saying she all the
okay.
Yeah.
No, Bobby would never approve that.
Yeah.
Bobby doesn't approve things he should approve.
Yeah, right.
Like, that should have been, that are logically.
I hear he approved racism the other day, which was very controversial. Is Bobby approved?
No, you can't say it. He's not dead. He'll sue you.
Listen.
He ain't.
That was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
It was a joke. He did not approve racism.
No.
As far as I know,
a lot of people were thinking it.
Yeah.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Lily and Grace offers a wide range of furniture, accessories, light fixtures, fabrics, gifts, as well as custom creations and renovations. Visit the truly stunning boutique online at tjriggins.com/LG or in person at their store in Mooresville, North Carolina. Experience high-quality products, exclusive designs, and timeless style at Lily and Grace. You need to plan your visit today to see the unmatched selection of items. They can help you transform your home into the perfect living space. Learn more at tjriggins.com/LG.
So a lot of you have asked where you can donate, and we know Ace would have loved any donation to any charity you think would help the community. And if you would like to donate to our charity, Peyton's Promise, go to peytonspromise.org. Thank you in advance, and we know a lot of what the charity is going to focus on will be with our brother Spirit guiding us.